What's up, Cardboard Nation? Welcome back to another episode of GoGTS Live, the hobby's web show. I'm happy to be back with you. Feeling a bit under the weather. Came back from my trip, dragged a fever and a cold with me, but we're going to power through. But just wanted to thank you boys for holding down the fort for the peeps. And I had received the hits back, and they went out Tuesday morning. So those are already in the mail on their way to people.
Nice.
And then we did a Twitch break. Was that yesterday, James?
Yes, yesterday. I know, right? It felt like the other day, Tuesday.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And before we start our box break this evening, I'm going to show people the hits from that second box of Sport Kings.
It was a great box. Really great box.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And we've got what I hope will be a good show for you guys put together this evening. Got a few breaks, couple video segments, a lot to talk about in hobby happenings and hot in the shop as always. But first foremost, we got a poll question, and this one's inspired by the 35th anniversary of Field of Dreams. Chris, how about that poll question?
Yeah, so what's your favorite baseball movie starring Kevin Costner? For the Love of the Game, Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, or other? And my link is not working here, unfortunately. Let me see. Let me get this thing going here.
Did you have a problem with links in the show notes?
I did.
Yeah, me too. I had to open them using the Dropbox.
I got it. Yep. So with 96 votes currently, Rob, 1 hour left. So if you haven't chimed in yet, please do so at the GoGTS Live X account. Currently, Rob, 58.3% say Field of Dreams, 30.2% say Bull Durham, 10.4% say For the Love of the Game, and then other 1%. So I think we named all the baseball movies for Kevin Costner.
What did you guys vote?
My vote was For Love of the Game, to be honest with you. I just like that movie, maybe because Kelly Preston is in that movie as well. The beautiful late Kelly Preston. But I just like the whole thing where he's pitching a perfect game and he's reliving his life and just flashbacking. And I think it's a pretty good movie.
James, what about you?
I did Field of Dreams because I've seen it the most. I don't know if I've seen For the Love of the Game, although maybe I have when I was young. And then I saw Bull Durham when I was very young. Although I think if I were to rewatch all of them, I'd probably like Bull Durham the most, if that makes sense.
It makes absolute sense.
Yeah. And so, and I mean, I've been to the Field of Dreams location, a park in Iowa. And so.
How is that?
That's my choice. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
We just drove in and, we didn't get the tour. We just drove in, took a look, drove out. It was a passing through, one of those passing through type of trips.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's gotta be a cool scene.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's cool that they're playing games there. I think that's neat.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I went with Bull Durham. I just think that there is some really rich comedy in there, and, I like the cast and, just the whole premise of, you know, the guy to lead the minor leagues in home runs and how he's so conflicted of how's that really an achievement, you know? But I do like Field of Dreams. It has a very soft spot in my heart. In fact, we're going to talk about it a little later here in Hobby Happenings. All right. If you haven't done so already, please feel free to weigh in. Also, so that we can get that sample size up, retweet that and tell your friends out there in the X sphere to weigh in on that. Let's see what they say. You know, I had to make sure that other was applicable. So when I was checking Kevin Costner's IMDb, he did two other baseball movies, and I haven't seen either one of them. And one was really early in his career, but so he does have a total of 5 baseball related movies. These are definitely the 3 biggest, but I thought if there's somebody out there that really likes one of the other ones, I suppose I better include it. So
I didn't know he had other movies for baseball. I just thought those were the 3. I know he has a football movie, Draft Day, which would be applicable for this evening, but I had no idea he had 2 other baseball movies.
Yeah. In fact, if I had more time and was feeling better, I'd pull it up. But actually, Joe Raniak said, I so wanted Draft Day to be the
Draft Day,
of Major League, though. Quote, Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great movie as well.
And Bo Callahan was the star-studded quarterback who nobody wanted.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a Kevin Costner baseball movies.
I wasn't sure either when I saw this poll post. I was like, wow, there's another people could vote for? Yeah.
All right. So Field of Dreams, Bull Durham. See, even generated using AI only comes up with those 3. What was the... Oh, I'm not going to find them. Oh, Chasing Dreams is one.
Chasing Dreams. Never even heard of that.
Let's see. And I don't know. I can't find it. But anyway, I'm sure somebody will sound off on it. Okay. What are we doing? Oh, Hobby Happenings, right? Okay. I got it.
Yeah. Give me a second.
It's been a while. I remember this. All right. I caught myself a little unprepared. You ready, James?
Yeah, hold on. Just give me just a second to bring the slideshow up. There it is. And, all right. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Here's a look at this week's hobby happenings. Well, despite playing his last game 21 years ago, still amazing, Michael Jordan is still one of the kings of the hobby, as evidenced by these first couple of stories. A few weeks ago, we told you about this exact pair of Nike Airships worn by Jordan in the early games of his rookie season before his signature Air Jordan shoes went live. Gifted to a Detroit Pistons ball boy after the game, they sold this past week at Robert Edwards Auctions for a princely sum of $282,000. Kleck Media has a full backstory up on their site that's definitely worth the read.
How important has photo matching been for the game used market? Here's one answer. During one December 2020 auction at Golden, a 2002-03 Michael Jordan game worn Wizards warm-up shirt was lacking a photo match. With only a letter of authenticity, there was no way for the casual observer to notice anything out of the ordinary, besides, of course, a piece from Jordan's final season. Blowing past the opening bid of $1,500, one collector went to the mat, driving the price to $91,200. Certainly an overpay was based everything known about the shirt at the moment, but his decade plus of experience studying Getty images gave him an advantage. He knew it was merely a shirt from Jordan's last season. It was the shooting shirt from his last game. Less than 2 years later, he sold the newly pedigreed piece of Jordan history for $900,000.
What's a photo match worth? Oh, yeah. I don't know. A little more than $800,000, apparently, right?
Pretty nice.
A man has been charged in federal court with the transport of millions of dollars worth of stolen Masters memorabilia from Augusta National Golf Club, the Chicago Tribune reported last Wednesday. The items had allegedly been stolen from Augusta National, as well as other locations, over the course of 13 years between 2009 and 2022. A document filed Tuesday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois accuses Richard Globenski, 39, of transporting items across state lines to Tampa, Florida. Hey, your neck of the woods, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Are you sure? You're a little quick to you were quick to add that.
I just thought people were probably thinking that, but I don't know the guy. I'm telling you.
quote, knowing the same had been stolen, converted, and taken by fraud. Close quote.
Well, crime news. To celebrate the NBA playoffs, Panini is offering a limited time discount of 40% off a Panini instant purchase. Simply use the discount code PLAYOFFS40 at checkout. In addition, the company is offering a 25% discount on any Panini Authentic NBA-related purchase using the promo code NBA25. Again, the offer, if for any unspecified limited time.
Yeah, so act now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I know you're a big quarter and dollar bin guy when you go to card shows. So you're
and 5 cent and 10 cent and any kind of bargain bin. Absolutely. Yep.
You're going to love this next story. And is a perfect example of why you never sleep on dollar bins at card shows.
Nope. Never.
A collector recently found an insanely rare Dirk Nowitzki rookie card in a dollar bin at a card show. Yeah. The card was a gold Dirk Nowitzki Fleer Brilliance rookie numbered to 99.
Wow.
He immediately knew it was an incredible find, and it looked to be in good condition as well. Mm-hmm. With PSA 10s selling for as much as $4,000, the buyer decided to submit it for grading. Sent the card off to PSA and recently returned a Mint 9 with a copy recently selling for $1,500. So how great is that?
Oh, it's a dream. I've had some gems out of 5, 10, 25, all kinds of cents, that bargain bins. It's been unbelievable. It's a great thing. Yeah. King of Collectibles, the Golden Touch has been nominated for an Emmy. This is obviously a huge accomplishment for the show and everyone who has worked on it, but also a big recognition for the hobby and the entire collectibles world. Here is what Ken Golden had to say about being nominated.
So I just found out that my show, King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch, on Netflix, has been nominated for an Emmy Award. I am so proud. I'm proud of everybody at the Golden Team, everyone, you know, at the production company, and of course, Omaha and Wheelhouse. And of course, thank you, Netflix. But honestly, this is great for Golden. This is great for the hobby. A worldwide show about collectibles, not only getting a tremendous following with tens and tens of millions of people watching the show and replaying the show, but worldwide recognition. And we'll be on stage in LA, June 7th, 8 p.m., live broadcast on CBS Emmy Awards. And category I'm in, I got to tell you, look out, Oprah, I'm coming for you. Have a great day, everyone.
Very cool. Yes. Move over, Bowman. You, there's a new sheriff in town. The Wemby Prism Rookie Black Shimmer 101 sold for $516,000 at PWCC's premier auction. This absolutely shattered the previous Wemby record of $67,000 for the Bowman U 1-of-1 Superfractor Auto. I mean, that deserves a wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Collect Media is giving away a Fleer Michael Jordan rookie graded in a PSA 6. For your chance to win, simply follow Collect Media on X, subscribe to their newsletter, and share the contest post with this image. It's that easy. A winner will be announced May 2nd. Huh.
I might have an opportunity to own one still.
Well, you know, it's pretty simple to do.
Hobby News Daily reports that eBay is making changes to their authenticity guarantee program. Started in early 2022, the program will change the role of PSA and CGC, who have been part of the program since its inception. The original system had graded cards sent to PSA in California for authentication. Ungraded or raw cards, however, were sent to CGC in Florida. However, according to a source, PSA will be the only company used for all of the cards that fall under eBay's authenticity guarantee. In an email, it was also explained that, quote, later this year, PSA will become the exclusive authentication partner for trading cards for eBay across both graded and raw cards. We've already staffed up the team and are ready to go. We just need to make sure everything is flowing correctly operationally with eBay. We'll be doing this bi-coastally to ensure faster turnaround times. Close quote.
Collect Media reported on a recent Tom Brady signing that went horribly wrong. High rollers attending a business and motivational conference in Miami last Saturday night, who paid $3,600 for a ticket to the speech, a photo op, and a signed item, left extremely disappointed. Some of these people brought with them one-of-a-kind or nearly one-of-a-kind memorabilia from Brady's career, like the ball from the famous last touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski, or one of only three known to exist tickets from the 2000 NFL draft. Now those items have essentially been defaced and are questionable value. So what happened? Collect Media reports that sources with knowledge of the contract between Speaking Burrow, Harry Walker, EXMA, and Brady said the deal guaranteed a Brady speech, 100 photos, and 100 autographs. But the contract did clearly state that the sponsor is responsible for the purchase of the items through an approved vendor. Sources told Collect the only things that were pre-approved were photos and copies of Brady's book, The TB12 Method. A source close to Brady's camp said when he entered the room, he was very uncomfortable with the breadth of items. He was completely blindsided, the source said. This was supposed to be signatures for VIPs of the conference, not a signing for his biggest collectors. Brady signed the items, but with little more than a scribble instead of his distinguishable TB. CBS Boston has more.
Take a look at these two signatures on your screen. Can you see a difference? You might be surprised to hear that both of them are from Tom Brady. One of the signatures, the one on the left, looks like just a scribble. And that's what a Methuen man got when he paid more than $14,000 for Brady to sign a few pieces of memorabilia. Tonight, WBZ's Julian McDonald spoke with the collector who is not happy with the GOAT.
So I had four pieces that are like my holy grail of Brady. I had something that nobody has.
And now Glenn Gagnon has something nobody wants. The Methuen memorabilia collector and dealer says some of his most prized Pat's possessions have been botched by Tom Brady.
Everybody has an idea of what Brady's autograph looks like. I know people get sloppy over the years, but you could recognize a TB.
Instead, Gagnon got back this scribbled seat, one of four items he paid to have signed in a Miami conference. 100 VIPs paid $3,600 per autographed item, many of which were already investments to own.
These are the game use shoes,
the TB12s,
and that's how we signed them. You can't even get a B out of that. I paid $7,200 to get this, which is nothing.
His friends from Grails Collectibles in Nashua brought these footballs and 12 other items to be signed, spending more than $54,000 for items they now can't get authenticated.
We brought them in to see if they would accept that as a Brady autograph, and we got rejection letters. It's not Brady's signature, even though he signed them.
The tickets did include a photo with Brady, who also gave a speech. A spokesperson defended the situation, saying it was the best event and the best experience I've ever had in my life. But fuming fans feel totally duped.
I mean, these are just scribbles. This is not what I wanted.
Julie McDonald, WBZ News.
I want to camp out here for a minute. I think most of us have always known that Tom Brady is a douche. And this, to anyone who was on the fence about that fact, this is verifiable proof and totally unacceptable. I mean, I get it. things go wrong with contracts, misunderstandings happen, and all he had to do was not sign them. Don't devalue them. Do not devalue the items. I mean, one of the items in question, as we talked about, that famous last TD pass to Gronk, it's worth crap now. One of three known NFL draft tickets. I mean, I was livid reading this story, and there's a lot more to it on both sides. Go check out the full article on Collect Media. All he had to do was say, I didn't agree to sign this stuff, and give him a signed photo. I can't even imagine. I can't even begin to imagine the collectors that are left just like, what did you do to my valuable items? You've taken something that was valuable on its own. I was looking to make it even more valuable, and now you've turned it into squat. I just don't get that at all.
Do we know any more about the setup of the event? How Brady was seated? Was he seated? Because these autographs look like it was more like he was passing by in the crowd and just doing quick autographs or quick little scribbles.
It sounded like he walked into a back room where the items were being kept safe.
Right.
He signed, and that the signing took place there. I mean, that's the way that I read that.
Everyone who goes to an autograph show, usually what happens is the athlete or celebrity gets seated down at a table, or they're in a back room where they have, you know, helmets, jerseys, photos, all set up and all that.
If the understanding for Brady was photo or a book, and mm-hmm. he sees all these other items, then he just turns to the event person or his people and go, this isn't what we signed up for. I'm not signing these.
Right. Because this looks like it was like mail in orders. So these were, that's what I assume. These were like mail in orders. So the show organizer.
These were for live VIP attendees.
Oh, they were attendees. Okay. So I missed that part. Okay. So they attended.
So he was giving a motivational conference in Miami.
Right.
People paid $3,600 for a ticket to a speech, a photo op, and a signed item. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that one guy bought four tickets. Okay.
Right.
And I just don't sign the items. Don't sign the items. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it. If basically he was handed these items by the person and that's how he signed those items.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right. Wisconsin swimmer 14. Yuck take, Robbie. How so? Why should he have scribbled something and devalued it? I'll wait. Go ahead. I don't see anybody typing. Go ahead, Wisconsin swimmer.
We get back to Harvey happening. So then,
honestly, it's just infuriating. I
agree with you, Rob. I'm 100% on your side.
I don't get it. And I always knew he was a douche. And like, if we ever needed any more reason. All right, back to hobby happenings. I'll still take your. I mean, I'm willing to see both sides. So, Wisconsin swimmer, please tell me why it's a bad take. All right, this week the classic baseball film Field of Dreams celebrated its 35th anniversary. As someone who is a native of Chicago, a lifelong White Sox fan, and once a collector of Joe Jackson, I've always loved the film. So much so that my wife and I once took a vacation to the area, staying at a bed and breakfast and taking a day trip to the movie location in Dyersville, Iowa. It was a magical experience, to say the least. Site has also been home to the team of Dreams Game. Several years ago, back in 2014, I believe, Leaf Trading Card CEO and founder was invited to play in the game. And did you know this? Being the trading card visionary that Brian Gray is. What did he do? Well, you guessed it. Gray captured the essence of the Field of Dreams in trading cards. How? By creating the first ever cards with corn stalks from the field embedded in trading cards. Cards from the 14-card set were randomly inserted in holiday bonus packs given to distributors and to me. They remain one of the coolest pieces of memorabilia in the hobby. So they weren't given to distributors and me. They were given to distributors and to me. Yes, they remain one of the coolest pieces of memorabilia in the hobby.
Well, the wait is almost over. Tim Duncan's return to the hobby is here. His first autographed cards in literally decades, plural, will be featured in 2023-24 Panini Crown Royal NBA Basketball, which is scheduled for release next Friday, May 3rd.
Sports Collectors Daily reports that U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Rochester, New York, have seized hundreds of thousands of dollars in counterfeit merchandise, including fake Panini Prism cards of Victor Wembanyama. According to officers at the Rochester Point of Entry, CBP officers discovered 29 counterfeit cards designed to look like his 2023-24 Prism-based rookie. The Wembanyama fakes included Panini trademarks that had been counterfeited in the design of the card.
How's this for an epic flip and perfect timing? This Justin Herbert, one-of-one NFL Shield auto from 2020 National Treasures, was purchased in August of 2021 for $550,000. The buyer sold it for 13 months later for $1.8 million, realizing a profit of $1.25 million for a net gain of over 227%. But wait, according to Card Ladder, this card's value has absolutely tanked, now being worth an estimated $707,000, marking a loss of over $1,092,000, or nearly 61%. For the most recent buyer. Ouch.
Yeah, ouch, a little.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Collect Media reported that PSA is taking the big leap into photo matching services. PSA DNA General Manager Steve Stint, who is heading up the service, told Collect Media, "We have relationships with all of the auction houses already in place for what we do in cards, tickets, and autographs, and we think that everyone would rather have a letter from PSA versus the same letter from MyGray or Resolution Photo Match," which are obviously competitors now. He added that the company will roll out the service in the next 6 weeks, and unlike some of their competitors, it will come with transparent pricing that will be based on value of the item and the requested turnaround time. And that's a look at this week's hobby happenings. All right. I still want to hear the other side of this take, though, Wisconsin Swimmer. If you want to email me and prefer to do it there, you can do that as well, because I'm open to change. I am definitely open of changing my opinion.
The way I look at it, though, I have to read more about it. I think I heard a little bit about this, but I just have to know a little bit more about how Brady was set up, what he was told. But to sign an autograph like that at an event, either way, you should sign it with some with some thought and care behind it. However, I just don't know if he was ambushed or if it was set up for like a private signing.
Yeah, well, it's definitely there's fault on both sides. Person that organized the event, there was specific language in the contract that said photos or the books and outside items need to be purchased from an approved vendor. Can show up with their own items.
So that's different, you know, what you just said there, because it sounds like people brought their collections of Tom Brady with them and they did not buy it from an approved vendor. So It almost sounds like it's just a big miscommunication. However, like you mentioned, Brady probably should not have signed it and maybe walked away from the event. That's however, people paid $3,200 per ticket or whatever it was. So they were expecting something from 36. So they were expecting something from Brady. So if Brady leaves, he looks bad. If Brady signs and he signed the way that he did, he looks bad. So either way, he looks bad because someone paid and they expected Tom Brady to do something and he did something, but it ended up being the wrong result. So this is on Brady, obviously, because he signed it and because he's Tom Brady. But this is also on the person who organized this event.
Oh, the promoter is big time to blame.
But he won't get the backlash because it's Tom Brady. So Tom Brady did something, which is good, but the end result was horrible. So this just goes to, I mean, what can he do now to resolve this issue? There's nothing because they are priceless items. But in Tom's world, he's thinking, okay, I did something, and he probably felt ambushed. And he felt pressure.
It even said there that he was very uncomfortable.
Sure. Okay. That looks like an uncomfortable signature to me. That looks like something where he's in a crowded room. I don't know the situation, but that's an autograph that you do in passing really quick to get out of there. That's not an autograph that you do with care, sitting down, talking to fans. So he did. I mean, that signature to me shows that he was uncomfortable. He was probably just overwhelmed, and he was not expecting that situation. That's what it looks like to me.
I think we have, I mean, lots of blame to go around. Nate Kelly Collectible sounds like Brady spazzed out because people didn't follow what he wanted, but promoters fault all the way. Absolutely. D Springfield, everybody lost. Absolutely. It's totally tragic. And I blame the promoter for creating the situation. And I blame Brady for defacing valuable items.
But Brady's going to get the biggest backlash because he is Tom Brady. No one's going to talk about the promoter. Everyone's going to talk about Brady because that's.
Yeah, I mean, we know how things work,
of course.
Right? So we know the promoter is at fault.
Sure.
So
three QBs to start the draft, though. Look at this.
Oh wow!
Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
Oh, really? The stupid Bears didn't trade their pick?
No, they took a QB.
I'm surprised the Patriots didn't go for J.J. McCarthy, to be honest. No, another Michigan quarterback.
Yeah, right.
That would have been interesting.
Box breaks.
So we got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. Was that who it was?
Yep, that was the first.
All right, Prism Racing. All right, I'll get off my soapbox.
It's all right. I mean... I don't know. The easy thing is to blame Brady. I think.
All right.
All right, guys. The post is out there for Prism Racing. So go ahead to the GoGTS Live X account now and make sure that you repost it and also are following GoGTS Live. And in Prism Racing. Good stuff. Some four autographed cards in every box. That's good. 20 Prism parallels at least in every box as well. So that's nice. Lots of goodies. Lots of shiny goodness.
All right. I'm just cutting to the chase because I feel like crap. Victory Lane, Rusty Wallace, Cole Custer, Otto.
Well, let's at least frame that up. There we are. Yep, perfect. Thank you.
Let's see. What do we got? Brandon Jones, number 2499. Kyle Busch, number 2299.
That was a neat color.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can. Oh, that's right.
You know me, I normally don't do this with the base cards, but Joey Logano, National Pride. Oh, get this on camera here. Kevin Harvick, Fractal. Blaine Perkins Silver Rookie Prism.
Nice.
Very cool. I don't
know about that.
$299 was that. I want to know. I'm sure the old checklist has it.
100 card base set in Panini Prism Racing. Also, ultra rare color wheels. We're looking for the color wheels here, Rob.
That's fun.
Yeah.
$199. Okay. Whoops. You can search $199. Purple Velocity.
Oh, kaleidoscopic.
Alex Bowman. Kurt Busch Silver. Bobby Labonte.
Ooh, shiny.
That's a nice little shine there.
Numbered shine. Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Toss another on the shiny pile. Especially at these Prism Racing boxes are just loaded.
Yeah, they said 20 Prism parallels at least. Ooh. So it's insane. Yeah.
Austin Cindric Pot of Gold insert. Winners, Christopher Bell. Or widescreen.
Oh.
How about a Darryl Waltrip Silver Prism Auto? Going old school.
That's nice.
Look at that photo of him. Wow.
Yep, good looking autograph too. Yep. Slick. Yeah.
Very nice.
Sammy Smith Red.
Yep, they're liking that in the chat.
Yeah, you can't beat Darryl Waltrip.
Yeah. Nice. Yep.
That's a goodie. I like the old school photo too. Nice.
Yeah. But for the price, these Prism Racing rips are always really, really good. Yeah.
Prismatic.
Oh, old school.
Retro Ross Chastain.
Or just say retro. Yeah.
Sheldon Creed, numbered to $499. That's pretty. Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular.
That's cool. Number two, $199.
That's that purple fractal. Marvin Harrison Jr. to Arizona.
Oh, I thought you'd go there. That's
yeah, good. That's chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Kaleidoscopic Tyler Reddick.
Uh-huh.
Silver Josh Williams. Man, look at that mullet. Holy cow.
That's John Kruckish.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Another kaleidoscopic Tyler Reddick, but this one is a silver.
Ooh, those look really nice.
Nice shine to it.
I like the color on that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's where the draft starts, though. What's
we got a bonus. How many autos? Just two, right?
Four.
Four.
Oh, okay. This one's a redemption. Spotlight Signatures Reactive Blue for Harrison Burton.
Okay.
Harrison Burton.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Rusty Wallace.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, he was a good one.
$249.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one of them purple fractal thingies. Daniel Hemric.
Matches the box.
Number to $199. It does match the box. Good observation. Kaleidoscopic Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Lane, Kyle Larson. Daniel Suarez.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. National Pride, William Byron.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice card.
That is nice. Bobby Labonte, 2000 champion.
I bet that one looks nice in hand.
It's very sharp.
Yeah. Ooh, and I like the back too. Yeah, those are nice. It's like
a prism effect too. That's nice. Yeah.
It's clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Josh Berry Silver.
Ah, check out
Ross Chastain.
Very nice.
That's numbered to just 50.
I'm glad they number the checkerboards low.
Yeah. Yeah. One like in every that. State. You yep. got the one in Ohio. Yep.
Well, contiguous. is there not one in Alaska or Hawaii? Is that how they do it?
Not possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Possibly.
I like that though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the past, checkerboards have been either unnumbered or was a bit higher.
Yeah. There is some of them have been unnumbered.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I for racing, I like it being numbered.
Sure. Mm-hmm. More special.
Yeah.
Hey. There we go.
Sensational signatures. Justin Bonsignor. Bonsignor? I don't know.
Bonsignore.
Good signature, though.
Yeah.
Silver.
It's a 10. Yep, that's nice.
And Carl Edwards. Red.
Yeah, Justin took his time with that autograph. He liked that.
People keep beating me to draft picks. I've got the tracker. Chargers are still on the clock.
Prismatic, Tyler Reddick. Justin Algier, numbered to 499. And Mark Martin.
All right. Very cool.
A little disco action there. Numbered to 99. Scope.
Yep.
All right, last pack.
Have we hit three autos or just four? Have we hit four autos yet? Or we get three autos?
Three?
I think we got three, right? The Redemption, the Wall Trip.
All right, let me interrupt here. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough, Wisconsin Swimmer. Thanks for the reply. See, that's all I ask is a little engagement. If you're going to make a comment like that, give us some reasoning. So he says, there was an offer, an acceptance, and duties were fulfilled. Stop acting so entitled. This is hilarious. Who spends thousands without a PSA Beckett rep right there to authenticate? They have them at basic shows with signers. Hmm. We'll see. I don't know. I have a feeling there's going to be some lawsuits coming from this, but I do appreciate the response, Mr. Wisconsin Swimmer 14. Alex Bowman, kaleidoscopic. Ooh, look at that of the king.
Is that a manga? Oh, that's a manga, baby.
Case hit? Or... That's yeah. Nice. I mean, if you're going to hit a manga.
It, but it doesn't say a case hit, rare. But the mangas are rare. Yeah.
Say ultra rare. Yep. That's awesome.
Sweet.
They're rare, man.
That's
they're
way
awesome.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. The anime. Like it.
Alex Bowman, silver. And Kyle Larson, kaleidoscopic silver.
I like the mangas. I like the mangas.
All right. So what I'm going to do. What card was numbered to 99?
Yeah.
Anybody remember?
To 99. Somebody in the chat.
I remember the 51.
Yeah, the checker. Yeah. That one?
That was the scope. All right, so we'll do five winners.
Okay.
I'm going to do the scope, the checker, and the manga to one winner.
Wow, that's nice.
Scope, checker. And manga.
And then the four autos.
What was the fourth auto? I got Harrison Burton. I got Darryl Waltrip, Justin Bonsignor, and who else?
Harrison Burton.
That's what. Yep, Harrison Burton. Darryl Waltrip.
Cole Custer.
Cole Custer.
Cole okay. Custer.
Okay.
Rob, do you have those Sport Kings hits to show off?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that. Because
I was just thinking about redemptions because you had that.
We pulled something that we've never pulled before.
Yeah.
So
really cool.
If you're going to get a single memorabilia swatch. You like it slightly oversized and you like it low numbered to a Hall of Famer. So Alan Trammell numbered to just 25. This was the hits from our Twitch subscriber exclusive box break. And I know that includes you, Wisconsin Swimmer 14. So thank you, sir. How about this? How about an Eric Crouch? Numbered to 50, 2001 Heisman.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he was a good player.
And this was also very cool, Chris. Single autographed memorabilia card of EC3, but it's not thick. The memorabilia is autographed.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That's pretty sweet.
And then we pulled a one of one original art exchange card.
Oh, wow. Sketch card?
No, the paint, the actual painting used to make the base card of Babe Diedrichsen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So someone's going to get the original painting. And so
that's pretty
don't
sweet.
Worry,
yeah.
Even though there's that code there, you have to mail in the physical card. So I'm not giving anything away, but
nice.
Art exchange cards have become more popular in products and we've never pulled one. And so James and I were like, holy cow.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
super, super cool. Again, if you, the winner, please, please, please post a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right.
Those were four pretty good hits there of your little box.
Yes, nice. It was a really great box. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And that Eric Crouch, was that number to 50?
50.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
And, I mean, EC3 nailed the auto on that memorabilia just perfectly. So yeah, we were pretty impressed with that box.
That's nice.
All right, excuse me. Okay, next up. What do we got?
How about the game used? Yep.
All right.
DeLorean Fan 81 winners were posted for Twitch. It was a pinned tweet. It's not pinned anymore. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, sure. Chris. Guys, the post for the SP game used is out on the GoGTS Live X account. Go ahead now and repost it and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win the hits.
In fact, we should... I don't think we've had too many posts on GoGTS Live on our, let me just scroll back a little bit, see if I can quickly put my hand on the winners because it was just yesterday, right? Yeah. Okay. Here we are. So the winner of the Alan Trammell was.
I can share my screen if you want.
Okay. Go ahead. You got the tweet there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Let me bring it up here.
So the Alan Trammell was Maestro Herney. Maestro Herney. The Eric Crouch went to Ricky Hedrick 23. The EC3 auto went to KEB 62980. Is that Kristen?
Yep.
Yeah. And the original art exchange card went to Pander 69. Pander 69.
Nice. Some nice prizes.
Yeah.
Really nice. Nicely done, guys.
So, all right. Collect one autograph or premium memorabilia card per pack.
Yep. You also get three memorabilia and or tech cards and then two base set or insert cards.
Okay.
Not the long menu because it's just one pack. So.
Numbered, looks like a red parallel of a legend, numbered to 254, Rob Blake.
Yeah, he was a good one.
There's your guy, James Kirill.
Oh, wow. Up.
Yeah. Is this a new look for Game Used? I feel like it's a completely new look.
Yeah.
Completely new.
It looks cool. I like it. Yeah. And there he is in the All-Star jersey. Hey, look at this.
Authentic rookies numbered to just 49, Elliot Desnoyers. Desnoyers? Depends on how Canadian he is, I think.
Yeah.
And it says premium. And that feels a little patchy.
It's patchy. Definitely
thick.
That's a chunker. Yeah.
And then we've got a jersey card of Evgeny Kuznetsov. Evgeny Kuznetsov.
All right. Very nice.
So I'm going to do two winners and then one for each. And then I'll keep the Blake with the Kuznetsov and the Kirill with the patch. So two cards for two winners.
Blake and Kuznetsov, and then the what was the other ones?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Winner one and winner two.
No. You can have it Kuznetsov, and I don't know. He's for your Phillies. Desnoyers.
Kuznetsov and Desnoyers.
Yeah.
And then we'll do who else? Blake.
Those were the two winners.
Oh, yeah.
Those
just the two piles. Just say the two hits is fine.
Okay. Two hits. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. World debut box break. New from Super Products, Bruce Lee Keepsake Edition.
All right.
This is the 50th anniversary collection, as they're calling it.
It looks like a beaut.
A keepsake relic and 1 5-card pack per box.
This looks amazing.
Yeah, we're excited for this.
So, guys, the post is out there on GoGTS Live's X account right now. So if you want to get in on the Bruce Lee box that we're about to open, go ahead right now and repost and make sure you're following us to have a chance to win these amazing hits, I'm sure.
Giants took a receiver, Malik Nabers.
Yeah, he's LSU. Good.
Yeah.
LSU, yeah.
People were there was smoke that he was going to go ahead of Marvin Harrison.
He's good. I mean, yeah, Marvin.
But Marvin Harrison, isn't he like a once in every 10 years kind of player?
Yeah, but he only ran a 4.6 in the 40. So.
All right. Yeah. Enough draft talk.
Okay, here we go. Look at this box.
Yeah, you get a nice jewelry box. It's nice.
Wow.
They do a great thing here. It's lighted up.
Lighted jewelry box.
Yeah, it's a
fun.
Yeah. Talk about presentation when you open this thing.
Yeah, indeed.
It's like when you get your Super Bowl ring, they come in a lighted box like that.
There's a card down there. There's a pack here. And there's, I think I know what this is. I think I read that it comes with a stand, too.
Does it really? Yeah.
That's
cool.
Let's open this first.
The cool thing about this, too, is this Bruce Lee collection.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
So, oh, neat.
It's logoed. And let's see. So this is on a hinge.
Under $200 for the box, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
The cool thing is that it comes directly, these pieces come directly from the family and friends of Bruce Lee. So you know it's authentic.
That is cool. So check that out.
Very personal collection here.
And it can even you can leave it in. This is cool. So you can leave the card in the box lighted like that.
Yeah.
Card on the stand. That's pretty darn.
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, we'll do the pack first.
Someone said flip phone.
Kind of, yeah. Really excited to see these cards.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Ooh. Yeah. He was a special guy, man. Yeah, Enter the Dragon. Gotta love it.
Cool.
Just some classic photography.
What's does it say anything on the back?
Birthday. Yeah. Hometown.
Yeah.
Cool.
Martial artist.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we have some color.
Rare photo with him with his stash.
Ah, look at that.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's cool. That's nice.
I think that's from Enter the Dragon, number to 150.
That's nice, yeah.
23, that's the Jordan.
Yeah. He was the Jordan.
Yeah.
100.
And numbered to just 100.
The Brady. Got the yeah. Brady.
Yeah. That's a body shot right there, man.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's fun.
All right. Let's check it out.
Ooh, the fancy.
Feeling like I need to take it out because of the glare on the...
Okay.
All right. So we've got numbered to 100, and we got a gemstone in there as well. Let's see if we get any. The image below are the authentic, original, and genuine items that are guaranteed by Super Products. Gemstone is a 6mm sky blue topaz. And to view the entire collection of relics used to produce this card, please visit superbreaksports.com.
Okay.
I would think that might... Well, it could be... That doesn't look like shoe material. I think that might be off of that jacket, just not the patch. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
You mean the gem off of the jacket?
No.
The gem is just a gem, right?
Oh, it's just a gem. Oh, you did the patch yourself. Okay. I got you.
A swatch. It's got this texture that it doesn't say shoe to me. And look at that.
Yeah. You know what I like? I think the facsimile auto looks really nice.
It looks fantastic.
There, too. Yeah, it's a really nice-looking card for just, the patch to 100. Obviously, there's better patches and stuff like that. But for just kind of the basic one, it looks really sharp.
Yeah, very nice card.
I like it a lot.
So cool. I mean, and like the sell sheet pointed out, there's only been, two or three actual Bruce Lee cards ever made in the hobby. So to have... an iconic figure like Bruce Lee have his own standalone product is pretty cool. So one lucky winner is going to win this whole thing.
Oh, wow. Nice.
The five cards from the pack, the stand, the lighted case.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to get it. I'm putting it all back together just like I opened it.
One lucky winner gets the jewelry box as well. That's a nice one. Like it.
So every
products in the chat
back there.
They're in the chat, Super Products, watching. They enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you for watching. Great product, by the way.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Really fun rip.
Yes.
Love it. Nicely done, folks.
Tell you what, the presentation
at Super Products.
The presentation is top notch. You don't get it anywhere else. That is just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's really slick. I told Scott Allen, I said, it doesn't hurt to ask. I didn't know if we'd be able to get a box. So, Scott, thank you very much, sir. And thanks for popping in. Feel free to anytime we check out your product. All right. That is going to do it for our box break segment for this evening. So we got five winners from Prism Racing, two from SP Game Used, and of course the box of keepsake edition.
Eight winners. Yep.
Bruce Lee collection that's going out just like that.
Beauty. So
you get the whole kit and caboodle because it really is about the packaging too.
It's
so super slick. And yeah, I do agree with you, James. I do like the facsimile signature on that card. I thought that was a nice added touch.
Yeah.
It was one of the things that popped for me having it in hand.
Yes. Yeah, I bet.
All righty. So that's going to do it for our box break segment for this evening. We've got a first of two video segments for you this evening. And this one is kind of cute. Before the start of the 2023-24 NHL season, Upper Deck had asked the rookies to rate each other in various categories. And this is how it went.
You've had some good flow. Bad haircuts, though. That's a 5.
I go with a 6. It gets messy. That's probably what I'm looking for.
It's got to be like more tightly cleaned up. It's not like the perfect shape.
So he just has no, like, there's nothing there for flow.
What am I going to do about your hair?
Depends what stage it's in.
Yeah, see, you buzz cut after every season, so I think that brings it down a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm going to give you a 5.
He has pretty nice celly. He's like maybe a 9.
He's got a good celly game. Scores a lot of goals. The one goal he scored in playoffs, he got down to the Austin Matthews celly on the one knee.
I hope you've seen my celly when I scored last year.
Show us, Luis.
No, I can't show you. But it was good.
He's not much of a chirper. And look at his shoes.
They're comfy.
So 0 in fashion.
That's better than mine. I'll give you a 7.
The worst chirping I've ever heard in my life.
2.
Dangles? Yeah, that's also a 10. Guy wheels.
That's generous.
We'll go 9. That's good hands.
Yeah.
I've seen you turn it over on the blue line a couple times.
24 plus 8?
32.
Okay, you got 34.
What is it? 30.
33. I'm happy with that score. 21 is a good number. So.
Pretty similar.
Pretty similar
scores.
There you go. 31. It's not bad.
All in good fun, right?
Hockey players are the best.
Oh, they really are the best. They're the most down to earth by far.
Fun guys.
All right, so let's update that poll question, shall we, Chris?
Yeah, sure. So, Rob, we have 141 votes now. So, guys, if you're just tuning in and just hearing the poll question, it's pretty simple. What is your favorite baseball movie starring Kevin Costner? And there's 3 movies to choose from, as well as other. And Rob, 62.4% say Field of Dreams, 25.5% say Bull Durham, 9.2% for The Love of the Game, and then 2.8% say other. So they've heard of those other 2 movies randomly that are out there from Kevin Costner.
Or they just replied without any context.
Possibly. Or, you know, they just want to be different. You know, yeah, it happens.
Exactly. All right. So in addition to Keepsake Edition Bruce Lee Collection being a new release this week, we have a handful of others. 2 of the products I know for a fact will be featured on next week's show. Because I got shipping notifications on them. But so let's take a look at the rest of this week's new releases, shall we? With a look at what's hot in the shop. So was it last week or week before we had Panini Origins NBA basketball cards, the hobby version? Well, this week marks the release of the hobby hybrid or H2 version, which is going to give you 2 parallels and 6 inserts or insert parallels in every box. The H2 exclusive inserts include Catapult, Euphoria, Nucleus, Taking the Leap, and SSP's Big Bang and Snake Eyes, which is pretty cool. They really beefed up this product as far as the H2 exclusives. Also, the base parallels include maroon, number to 115, pink to 60, and new neon green, number 225, as well as Cosmos parallels. And again, all of those can only be found in H2 boxes. There's also an H2 exclusive turquoise, number to 15 of the autographs. The checklist is up on GoGTS.net for your perusal.
2023 Skybox Metal Universe Champions trading cards from Upper Deck deliver 7 premium inserts, including 3 Gold Universe and/or High Voltage cards, 3 Z-Force cards, and 1 EX card, 3 Retro 1998-99 Metal Universe Championship variant cards, plus at least 1 numbered card, which is numbered to 150 or less, and 3 Skybox premium cards in every box. Skybox Metal Universe Champions features a large number of domestic and international high-end prospects and young stars from a variety of sports. There are also a few sporting legends, media personalities, and musicians. With diverse checklists, beautiful designs, and a bevy of tantalizing chase cards, Skybox Metal Universe Champions provides one of the most exciting box and case breaks in the world of card collecting and favorite amongst collectors. In every case, so this is cool, you get 6 autograph cards, 1 dark matter gravitational pull jambalaya or rave review card, and 1 golden touch card. So golden touch card is a case hit, and then you get 1 jambalaya or dark matter gravitational pull rave review, which is nice as well. So some of the athletes featured are Amiri Avery, Will Anderson Jr., Anthony Black, Jimmy Connors, Justin Crawford, Dylan Cruz, Ryan Howard, GG Jackson, and many more. It's a 150-card base set. It consists of 100 regular cards and then 50 high series all millennium cards. So that's pretty cool. And then also there's some new additions this year, some intriguing inserts. So the Dark Matter is brand new. The EX is brand new. Gold Universe and High Voltage are also brand new. Retro 98-99 Metal Universe variants are new. But also the Golden Touch, which I mentioned is the case hit. The Z-Force, the Fresh Foundation, the Skybox Premium, and Jambalaya also are in this. The checklist is on the GoGTS.net website. Check it out this week. Always a cool addition to a collection, the Skybox Metal Universe Champions.
All right. Next up, it is 2024 Leaf Metal Football Week. So just in time for the NFL Draft. Perfect. Yeah. So 2 configurations, hobby and jumbo. The hobby is going to give you 5 autograph cards and 2 base cards in every box. 9 autographs plus 1 slabbed proof autograph card numbered 1 of 1 and 4 base cards. So year in and year out, heavy emphasis on skill position players and potential future defensive stars. Checklist includes Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Spencer Rattler, and many more. Also chase autographs from gridiron greats and Hall of Famers like Joe Montana, Bo Jackson, Mike Scolari, Joe Namath, Rob Gronkowski, and more. This year is loaded with some all new content, including the new super rare Anime Nation autographs, the new hobby exclusive Ironclad, and the new jumbo exclusive Meteor. Find additional themed insert sets and the always popular State Pride and So Money. There's brand new metal base set with parallels, and every autograph and base parallel is numbered to just 10 or less.
Wow.
10 or less.
Really nice.
Checklist is up on GoGTS.net. And for this one, Chris, just go ahead and focus on the hobby version, if you would, please.
Yep, we'll do. Yep, I saw that. Yep. And 2024 Sage High Series football cards delivers 16 foil stamped autograph cards and 32 hobby exclusive parallels in every box. Look for next level signatures featuring on card autographs and foil parallels. Also hunt for the all new 1 of 1 autograph print plate cards. Let's see here. So peak performance foil based cards, parallels, and autograph cards, all rookie team autographs, including numbered parallels, gold level autograph cards, number to 100, blue level 1 of 1 base autograph cards for every player, and 32 hobby exclusive parallels in every box. Check it out this week. Really cool from Sage High Series football cards, just in time for the draft.
Nice. All right. And last but certainly not least, a very unique product from Historic Autographs, Prime Volume 2 trading cards. So there's two configurations. There's the premium box configuration, which is going to give you two historic DNA hair cards and one jumbo patch card or cut signature card in every box. They also made a single pack configuration. That is guaranteed to give you either a historic DNA card, a jumbo patch card, or a cut signature card. So either a premium box or a pack product. So new DNA hair relic subjects this year feature, or include, I should say, Mozart, Paul McCartney, Charles Lindbergh, Neil Armstrong, Jack Dempsey, and even an Egyptian mummy. The autograph checklist is equally impressive and highlighted by, let's see, there's five Sir Isaac Newton autographs, plus there's Babe Ruth, Charles Lindbergh, P.T. Barnum, Ty Cobb, Jackie Robinson, Tiger Woods, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Herbert Hoover, Woodrow Wilson, and Benjamin Harrison. And then new for this year, the first ever Harry Houdini relic cards for jumbo patches taken from one of Harry Houdini's famous mailbags used during one of his escape performances. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Pretty cool. All historic DNA hair cards are numbered to 25 or less, while all other relics are numbered to just 50 or less. The complete historic DNA hair card checklist is up on GoGTS.net. And that is a look at this week's hobby. All right. Chris is going to start pulling winners. And while he's doing that, so Card Life TV recently featured a segment, a pretty interesting segment, based on baseball in the Pacific Northwest. The region has a really rich history of baseball, and one man in particular, because of his family's history and ties to the area, has made it his mission to collect and celebrate Pacific Northwest baseball. Watch this, and we'll be back tonight to announce the eight winners.
There's only one name that comes to mind when you hear the phrase Seattle baseball historian, Dave Eskenazi. Eskenazi's grandfather owned a shoe repair store frequented by Pacific Coast League players in the 1930s and 40s. His childhood consisted of Seattle Angels and Pilots games, while hearing his grandfather's tales of the PCL. Eskenazi's influence can be seen throughout T-Mobile Park, telling the storied history of baseball in the area. We caught up with Dave in the Mariners office at T-Mobile, and he brought along some incredible cards to share.
We have amateur and semi-pro baseball going all the way back to the mid-1870s, and the first pro league that included Seattle was 1890. So it goes back, you know, 130 plus years.
The first Seattle players to appear on baseball cards, it was a set called OBACs, and they're called OBACs because the cards were inserted into boxes of OBAC cigarettes. This was manufactured by the same company that made the T206 set that includes the famed Honus Wagner card. Well, this is the West Coast version. It was done over the same time period, 1909 to 1911. So that's how the card was in the pack when you got it. In these tobacco boxes, you would get this coupon. If you had 50 of these coupons, 50, you could send it away and get a portrait, a photographic portrait of the player of your choice, which is this, because they were printed to order. So if nobody ever ordered, you know, Joe Schlobotnik, then there's no card of him. So there's still ones being discovered. To my knowledge, there's two known Seattle cards. The legendary Z-Nut card set. This is the longest consecutively annually issued card set in existence for the minor leagues, 1911 to 1938. But perhaps the most noteworthy is the card of Jimmy Claxton. And he was the first black ball player to appear on an American baseball card. He signed a contract under the guise of having Native American heritage. And when it was discovered that he was African American, along with Native and otherwise, he was unceremoniously let go. He pitched in 2 games. And the photographer for the Collins McCarthy Candy Company happened to be at the ballpark one of those days, took his photograph. So next we have a card issue that's near and dear to the hearts of anyone that was a Rainiers fan or a Seattle Angels fan. These were issued in bags of popcorn at Sick Stadium from 1954 to 1968. They came in these glassine envelopes. So you could trade in 9 of the popcorn cards and get an 8x10. The popcorn set is kind of a monster. It's about 350 cards. I have close to that. I'm only missing a few. Then when I found out about the hot dog cards and the centennial flower cards, and some that are even far rarer than those, again, I was just completely energized by that. Well, I'm not complete on all the real rare regional sets, but I'm close on most. But I've been fortunate to be able to complete a lot of the really, really tough sets. And there are even some card issues where it's not even known what a complete set is, because they turn up every now and then a new one, and you're just shocked and delighted.
Very nice.
Extremely educational. I don't know if you guys remember, but it's probably been about 8 years ago now. TriStar made an Obach product. They acquired the license for that brand and made a trading card product based on that. That was pretty interesting.
They did. I remember getting some wrestling cards that had Obach. They had like Hulk Hogan, they had AJ Styles. They had a bunch of different wrestlers with the Obach brand. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it when TriStar did trading cards. Mm-hmm.
It was from TNA that they had for the wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, they did the Impact Wrestling and yep. the Obach set, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
So never know. Maybe they'll come back and do something again.
It's possible.
All right. So 8 winners.
We did. So guys, thank you again for joining us tonight, and thanks for hanging in there with us tonight. And this is the time of the evening that you always enjoy, because you have a chance to win some free cards. So let's get to it. And again, if you do win, to claim your prize, please email the show, gogtslive@gogts.net. You have to include your full name, your X handle, your mailing address, and of course, what you may win this evening. So Rob, let's get started with 2023 Panini Prism Racing NASCAR Trading Cards. And we have 5 winners from this box. Really cool rip that we just had. A lot of cool color, some autographs. So let's get to it. And we will start with the scope, the checkerboard, and also the manga. The manga is really cool, the Richard Petty manga. And the winner of that is at Fox Bull 330. Congratulations there, Fox. Next up, let's go with the Cole Custer autograph that we had. And the winner of that is at D. McLear 1978. D. McLear 1978. Next up, let's go with the Justin Bonsignor autograph. And that goes to @_Draven1. Congratulations there, Draven. Next up, the Harrison Burton redemption card. And that goes to @NA Kelly Collects. So Na Kelly Collects. Congratulations. And finally, the Daryl Waltrip autograph card. And that goes to @KBGAP12. Say one more time, KBGAP12. Congratulations. All right. Next up, we have 2023-24 Upper Deck SP Game Use NHL hockey cards. And we had 2 winners from this. And we will start with the Knetsov and the Desnoyers cards. And that goes to @Fishman77.
The 2 hits were this one, the Knetsov, and the Desnoyers. So whoever you were going to say next gets the Desnoyers.
Okay, I got that mixed up then. Okay, so the Kuznetsov was one, and then the Desnoyers was another one?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so that's my bad. So the Kuznetsov goes to Fishman 77, and the Desnoyers goes to I'm going to assume that's a L-A-N-K-X-R.
So that's right.
I'm going to say it's at blank XR. I hope that is correct. That's what it looks like to me. So at blank XR, you won the Desnoyers card. And at Fishman 77, you won the Kuznetsov. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, next up, 2024 Keepsake Bruce Lee 50th Anniversary Collection.
Wow.
All the cards, they go to at Cardball 59. At Cardball 59.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it.
Yeah, I probably confused you.
I was thinking that they were... because there's other cards in there, so I thought that those are the two that are going together with the other cards, but okay. We're good.
That's okay. No big deal. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of GoGTS Live, the Hobbies web show. Lord willing, we'll be back and do it all over again next week. But in the meantime, you know what to be doing. Always be collecting. Thanks, everybody. Good night.